Well, then with the leaf cycle here too, they restored a lot. This may restore a lot of the Bucaray. And
the Bucaray is
French Quarter. That's what they. Now that used to be a beautiful place at one time. You know, I'm talking about the old historic buildings and all. That's what people actually, they used to come down there, look, now the old French market, if they'd have left it alone, just to hear what I see, the same thing. If they modernized it so much, it's not the same as what some of these people came down here to see, because they got that in their own hometown around there. You got these wrought iron fences, and the same thing with these railings on these balconies. Now, some of that stuff, some of that iron is over 100 years old, those fences. It just don't, it won't rust, and well, the steel and all is there. You see, you don't have the steel because they've mixed too much alloy with it.
Somebody told me you were politicking.
Well, I did. I was politicking for a while. I ran for House of Representatives one time, and I got beat by 44 votes. But I got beat because I didn't have 44 more dollars. You got to have money to run, you see. Now, I am trying to find out. I backed up Chep Morrison when he ran and got to be mayor here. I was one of these Wakers. And then I ran on a ticket of Bob Kennan when he got to be governor, and that's when I got beat. And you see, you had most of your politicians now, man, they come up with that money, and if you don't have the money, you can't campaign. You have to campaign with money. But you see, you got to get around, and man, if you ain't got money to go make these bars in different places, well, you're just a little lost ball in the high weeds. Well, I was thinking on trying to go back again. I'm trying to put a couple of feelers out right now. I contacted Joe DeRosa, Matt Kiefer, Judge Tom Girard, which I know all of them. And I'm trying to see who's got the best to offer. Well, they all are good men, now, you understand? I think either one of them would make good men. Not that the mayor we have is a bad man, but I think it's the times change too, you see. But I think he got out of contact with the public. I mean, that's where, yeah.
I know William, I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
No, he really did. He got out of contact with it because he's been doing too much traveling and, you know, when you got to...
What did you say a guy had when he had a lot of political power?
Mm-hmm. You mean pull? Well, you see, that's what it is. A fella got on it. I'll tell you what they do. They wouldn't want a man to get too popular. You see, he didn't have to have anything, but once you heard a man, you could hear it. Say, well, okay, like your name is Jim. Say, Jim Flynn. They say, man, Jim Flynn. Well, they'd do anything to try and stop Jim Flynn from getting so popular. You see, because once they hear that name Jim Flynn so often, they're going to say, man, this guy's going someplace, man. Let's try and stop him in his tracks. So they'd do anything. So like when Morrison came in power, May Street was the mayor at the time. Well, they slept. They didn't think that Morrison had a chance. But while they were sleeping, the ladies and the rest of the Morrison campaign working, they were out knocking on doors and all. So you can't sleep and expect to win any election.
How long was May Street mayor?